a tornado that came through
yes.
this area in 84?
Yes.
Did it do any significant damage?
It took one house down and a lot of trees and power lines. Yeah, I just crossed the railroad tracks with a police car, and I looked southwest, and it looked like paper up in the air, but that was steel roofing off of a steel building. I got up to Main Street to the stop sign, went around the corner, went north, and just as I went by this one place, a pine tree went up in the air and hit the road right in front of me. That was an old 76 Dodge Monaco, and I made a U-turn on the street, but I laid them tires over the front all the way because they had rub marks, and I did not hit the curb. They had rub marks on the side. I went back to Main Street, block over past the bank, went north. I went up there by the school, and I was going to go north, and I had my siren going and everything, and I was talking on the PA system. And the one lady told me later on, she heard me. They got to the basement right away. Just as I was going to turn north, there's some trees went up in the air and laid right over. The first day was laying over like this, and then they just pulled the roots, pulled right out of the ground. There was a house come up in the air and went across the street. When I went by my sister's house, the garage went up in the air and just folded down to the ground. I went west, and I got out of it. But I know I was right in the eye of it for quite a few times.
What time of day? It sounded like it was during the day? Or?
Yeah, I think about 4, 4:30. So it was close.
I was going to say, you're lucky there was no casualties? Or?
Yeah, oh yes, yes.
Especially and, you.
Yeah. But that Dodge, it always leaked rain after that, right above your feet. The windshield would drip down, be right on the floor there. And you couldn't get it sealed up. We tried, but there was so much pressure, they just opened it up. No, I was very lucky that I didn't go with it. When they cleaned out the lagoon out here, they found Gary and Jereen Sleeper's refrigerator out there. No, their house was across the street in the parking lot, all smashed to pieces.
Where were they at? Were they home or were they?
Well, they was in town, but they weren't in the house. No, that was something else. We had to guard everything all night long.
Anything else?
I grew up at the right time. Life was pretty simple. And we all had fun. There was an honor amongst us. I mean, nobody did anything to hurt anybody else. We just didn't do that. And there was very few fights. I mean, you know, I used to fight a lot because up until I went to school, I had long hair. It was down to my waist. I don't know why, but I had long hair. My dad, he liked this House of David baseball team in Wisconsin. And they all had long hair. They looked just like Jesus with a mustache and everything. And I was so glad when that hair was off. But when I, before that, you know, kids would make fun of me. Well, you're going to fight. You're going to fight. I had a lot of fight. But I survived.
That was a good time. You never locked your door?
Yeah,
your house or
never, never. And you know, when I was growing up, there was a lot of hobos because there wasn't any jobs. And I know my mom would feed them out on the porch. They could not come in the house. She'd feed them on the porch. She fed many, many men. I know one time there was a man came with a little boy. And he was younger than I was, smaller. They needed some clothes, plus something to eat. Well, My mom gave him a sweater and the boy some of my clothes, and you thought you had given them the world. They were so grateful. And the reason we had them people come in was because they thought the railroad line went through. It did not. It stopped here. So they would have to wait until the train went back east. And we used to have gypsy horse traders come around. They were gypsies. And they would camp east of the elevators here. There was a lot of grass. Or the way south of us, there was a whole block of ground that was all grass. And they'd feed their horses, water them at our place. And, of course, the gypsies that were down by the elevator, there was a lot of girls, and they would come and get milk from us. And they'd always come with a big pan with a handle on. And this one girl would always drink milk, probably sip it for a block before she got to where they were. So she got her share first. They probably ate some of our chickens, too. But I think my dad gave them the milk just to be good. Mom and Dad, they had a big heart for a lot of people. Because they'd come up from nothing, too.